The following program may contain adult language and mature subject matter and does not reflect the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. Nice day. Actually, it's a bit rainy. But that's awesome because the rain does purify your soul. So it was a beautiful day, regardless. I was able to wake up early in the morning and go for a walk. And of course, it's raining, so I had to dress up for that occasion. But anyway, went to clear the head and get a good start to your day. Just unleash all that was happening for the week. I'm able to walk through the forest, which is my choice, my preference, and enjoy the day as it is today. I recommend you do that and get yourself that rejuvenated feeling, a restore of the energies, and everything is just going to be alive. And you're actually cleansing yourself as you merge with nature, because we're going back to be connected to what, to all that there is. So when you step into your elements, and for a lot of people, it could be the forest, it could be by the river, by the water, by a fire, on all the elements that exist, but you will get this act of rejuvenating. That was what brought this day on. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Barrington. I just had to open it that, because it gives you that sensational feeling of just being alive. Having said that, we want to talk today a little bit about what life is. So, thanks for being here. To all the longtime listeners, what we do here, and the new listeners as well, what we do here is we raise you to a higher level of consciousness for you to realize how important you are, how big you are, and how in control of every aspect of your life you are. You need to know that. A lot of us have been told stories over the years in believing there's a higher conscious, higher power, higher than you. That's not possible. You are connected to the highest. We're all a part of that energy. We're all connected to the same thing. We've come from the same place by the same method. We are the exact same. If you have a difference of opinion of somebody, it's a energy within yourself that you're not happy with. So you then verbalize it and put it out there on that person or people or place. You're connected to the one that you despise the most. You're connected to the one that you love the most. And if you look really deep into all of it, you realize they're both the same. That's what we do. We get you there to know, to let you know that you have the ability to create all things. When you showed up here as human being, you showed up with everything that is necessary to give you the most awesome life. Somewhere along the journey, you know, we got told different things, and we're believing in different histories, we're believing numbers, whole bunch of things, and we're not really proving it for ourselves. We're just taking it all in as truth. And in doing that, it's take you off your path. You did come with the ability to correct that. Wake up. Wake up. Welcome to the show. Long-time listeners, old-time listeners, thank you for being there. And to everyone who's listening to the show and has listened for a long time, I say, welcome home. Home is where you have come from. All the elements that's made you who you are has come from the spiritual side or the world. The other side that doesn't have a body, just as spiritual things. So you've come here to experience having a body and what that means, to be able to touch, to be able to feel, to be able to walk about, to be able to do all these things. There were ideas and thoughts. Then you've come here to get a body so you can experience all of it, to build a chair and sit on it. You know, when you leave here, you go back to that spiritual world. We don't die. We never die. We could say our body's expired because it's gotten so old or broken, probably diseased, and we have to lay it down and get a new one. But we, the person that dwells within that body, we never die. We just roll over and over and over and over. A lot of people say it, what they call it, reincarnation. I say it's energy that cannot be destroyed. And if it cannot be destroyed, the minute the body is laid down, the energy still exists, laid down being deceased. The energy still exists. And you know within yourself that energy cannot be destroyed. We can change it, change its directions, but we cannot destroy it. So after the body is depleted, the energy continues. That's what they call reincarnation or rebirth. But there is no dying. And if you tap into your energies and you look into your methods of meditating, you will truly understand the function of your body and who you are and what you are and what you're capable of being and doing. If you want to get into that of understanding you to your greatest self, then you go into meditation, it opens the door for you. From that, you're going to challenge your own self of growing, this growth. Because the more you see, the more you want to see. I've heard somewhere somebody say, ignorance is bliss. Is it though? What was your purpose for coming here? Don't you want to at least know that? Well, you have to open the door and challenge yourself to become your happiest self, to your greatest self. Don't think one day you will die. If you've missed the mark on this entering, then you'll come back and you'll do it again and do it again and do it again and do it again. That's how life is. Picture that conveyor belt. It just keeps rolling, never stops. It never stops. It just keeps going. It may slow down at some point, but it just keeps going. We challenge you to wake up to that reality and understand your true potential. Having said that, we talk about life and how important life is. What gives us life? Well, it's our sun, right? It creates our food, our warmth, energy, everything. It gives us everything we need. It's very easy to say that is the God that provides for us. And the other is just a thought. Everything that you are is being given to you. And it's life. It is just absolute life. Okay. What life is a duty. You know, if you see it, it's a duty. You have to perform. You have to perform it. It's a duty. You must see it and you have to perform it because it exists for you. It's a gift. It is a gift to you. Therefore, you should accept it and do the best you can with it. It is absolutely a gift. It is going to be challenging. It's a challenge because that's what life is. But you must meet that challenge because you're here and you chose to be here. Get up and do the work. It is going to be a challenge, more so for others. Some, then, you know, not everybody meets the same, but it's a challenge. You have to know it's a challenge and you have to rise up to that challenge. It's an adventure. Life is an adventure. So you have to dare it. Okay? You have to, it's an adventure. Go out there and play the card to the best of your ability. It is an adventure. It's a game. You know, it's like you have to, it's a game. And if you're sitting on the sideline and you don't understand the rules of the game that you may be watching, you could get involved and learn the rules and get a better feeling from the game because now you truly understand it. If you're watching a sports team perform and you don't understand the game that the team is playing, you're going to have a hard time getting the true meaning or the true feeling from it. Now, when you learn the rules and you understand the game thoroughly, it's a game that you're going to enjoy because you've put in the time to learn what is required for you to have the best out of this existence. It isn't somewhat a mystery. Life is a mystery, but you must unfold it. You have to learn and understand it. It's like a song. You have to sing it to get the feel of it, to understand it and know where it's coming from. So you could say, yeah, life is like a song. It's like an opportunity. It's like an opportunity that's knocking at your door. It is an opportunity that's knocking at your door. So you got to take this opportunity. You got to move towards it. It's knocking at your door. Yeah, it'll knock again. That whole theory about opportunity knock once is BS. It is absolute BS. But opportunity is knocking at your door right now. And that's what life is. Life is like a journey and you must complete it. You must go the distance to truly understand it. You could say it's like a promise, so you must fulfill it. You did volunteer to come here to do this, and I don't know if you said I promise, but that was your purpose, so you have to fulfill that. Life is like, it's like love, so you have to enjoy it. Life is a beauty. Release that, show it. Show it, release it. Life is like a spirit, and you must realize it. You must realize it. You must realize it. I say life is beauty, and you have to praise that. You have to celebrate that. You have to praise that. It's a struggle, so be prepared to fight. It is a struggle. Be prepared to fight, but you will win. It's like a puzzle. If you give it enough time, you will solve it. You put it all together, but you have to know the technique and have the patience to do it. So life is like a puzzle, and if you give it some time, you'll be able to figure it out. You'll solve it. It's a goal. It is a goal. So go ahead and achieve it. I needed you to hear all that. And remember, the only God that exists is you, and all the good things that's being done is done by a higher level of you. All the consciousness, where you are, is what you want, where you want it to be. All of it is you. Just thought I'd bring that out to you. We're going to take a second here to see if we've got some questions, and we'll jump on that.
We do. Yes, folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with, of course, your host, Barrington. You can write to us right now, our email address here right now, instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. And you can write to Barrington any other time in the week. The email address for that is awaken 1308@gmail.com. All right, let's get the ball rolling here. Kathy wrote in. She said, at the very beginning of your show, you said rain purifies our soul. What does that mean? You mean physically or some other way? That's from Kathy. Mike said, I know I've heard you say hundreds of times there is no higher God, but if there's not, how were we born? How was the first person born on this earth? That's from Mike. Cheryl says, if we love ourselves, we also despise ourselves. How is that possible? One day we're happy and another day we want to slap the S out of us. Okay. Yeah. Okay. yeah. Slap it. Okay. Tim says, if we live forever consistently and always, how can the world hold the population if people never, ever, ever really die? Is it a balance or what? That's from Tim. And back to you.
Thank you. Tim, how does the world hold its population? Well, if you're thinking that we've come from the planet, you know, at birth, we become this little baby, we grow up and become big, but everything that's within us, it's something that's, except for the soul, that's, it's something that's come from the earth. So the earth isn't getting any bigger. You know, we didn't bring anything with us. We kind of just showed up with an idea. You know, if you just walk in through the front door, it was just an idea. So we didn't show up with anything. The planet will always be the size of the planet. In my opinion, nothing leaves here. The water definitely cannot be gotten rid of. If you drink it, you'll pee it out. If you burn it, it'll go to the sky and fall back down. And this whole thing. So nothing is increasing the mass of our Earth. And people coming here, they didn't come with a physical body. So you might not want to hear this, but because of the, no one wants to hear this, for the length of time that we've been here, somebody else has occupied your body part somewhere, somehow. That's what I think. But this is, you know, you don't want to go there with that thought. But the earth doesn't change. We build ourselves. Somebody went out and scraped us up and put us in this form. And here we are. It's called evolution and time. And we're not to worry about the ones who's come before. And they're you. You're part of all of that. We're all connected to the same thing. They did their tour of duty, your ancestors, and, you know, and you're doing yours right now. Sheila, you wanted to know, how do we love ourselves one moment, hate ourselves the next, and all these things? We get doubt. We shouldn't be hating ourselves ever. You are just love. But because of what happens in our lives, you miss somebody or somebody does something what you interpret as bad to you or something negative happens, and you kind of just fall into this lull. You know, you just go down, you're not feeling all that great. But, you know, you look at the roses outside in the day and the sun and shining, they're fully focused on the sun, you know, getting all what they get from the sun. And the day when it's raining, it's not doing that. It's kind of a little, you know, less bright, let's just say that. Same thing happens with us. Same thing happens with us. There's days where you're feeling that champion inside, and there's just some days where you're not. You know, it could be the meal, lack of sleep, the bad news. Something altered your emotion, and your moods will change. You know, the guy who cut you off, and you had to flip him the bird, or whatever it is. We go into different mood swings based on what we're thinking about, or what we've seen. And this is why some days you're so great, you're so happy, you're feeling fantastic, and the next day you might not be feeling fantastic. And if you run into an old group of friends, or even one friend from way in the back, you get sort of this feeling because you have that interconnection with them. You know, you're at a party when you're grade 8, for example, and that one song came on and you guys loved it. 20 years later, you're with a group of friends and you hear that song again, the same adrenaline rush will pop up and your DNA will tighten up and you will connect that moment. But this happens because your moods have been altered. Don't know why I'm going down that street, but I'm simply saying that we're all connected to everything and we get bad moods just like the next man. Mike, how were we born? I hope you mean in, you know, how did the human life begin, as opposed to how do we get born, birth today? You know, I'm hoping you're asking about how did the life of humanity begin. Well, it's an evolutionary thing, right? We didn't fall from a sky. We didn't come here in a spaceship. We didn't. This is my opinion again. Nobody said, let there be people and light and start. Yeah, no. Anyway, so what happened? We've lived here and we have the governing body. Now, when you read a book and it tells you that the, you know, the skies were created and the universe was created. Well, the earth and the universe were created many, 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 many years apart from each other. So there's no way all of that could have been done in 6 days and all. Okay. So let me go back to what I'm supposed to be saying about life. And how we're born here. How did the man start to walk here? We've evolved into what we are today, and we're constantly evolving into this. There was no creator that created the animals on Tuesday and the apes on Thursday. And that didn't happen. A lot of those things didn't happen. Also, there wasn't no rechange or rejig of the earth. So let's put everybody on a boat and let them float around for 10 years, two of each. 10 months rather, two of each, and then come back and live this life. That didn't happen either. What happened? We've evolved into who we are. Human beings aren't supposed to be consuming flesh. We're not designed that way. But because of maybe famine or drought or survival, we may have had to change our diet. But if you look at everything that we are today, we're not supposed to be consuming flesh. If it has a face, don't eat it. My opinion, please. Just thought I'd throw that out there. We've evolved. We've become who we are today. And it's by time. It's by learning. It's by the desire to go to the next level. You know, we can, they say we fly around the world. I'll buy that. We could fly around the world. And we could do all these things. We could, you know, I'm talking to you without seeing you, you know, through these things. So we've evolved. We're getting smarter. Things are changing. Life is moving forth. We started here. And Charles Darwin wasn't far from when he said, we've walked the walk to create who we are today. We took pound of earth, if you want to call it that way. So that was it. I hope I answered your question. Rain. I said the rain purifies our soul, and Kathy wants me to explain that. And that is easy enough to think, well, water goes into the lake and it evaporates, it goes to the sky and it falls down and it creates rain. Rain in purifying your soul, you get a chance to realize that this down mood isn't necessarily a bad mood. Like a rainy day isn't necessarily a bad thing. You know, a rainy day is great things for some, except if you're having a wedding in the park. I can see how that could be bad for you, but it's not really bad. It's just an inconvenient time. I'm just saying all that. To have the rain into your life, the purification of the soul simply means that you're cleaning up. And I said that to you about walking in the forest. It does the same thing. It's like having a shower. It's like what you do when you physically have a shower, you're cleaning up. So this is a spiritual thing that you're cleaning up and purifying your soul, giving you the ability to reconnect to what is real. When you're, you know, getting that mood, sometimes it's just for you to reflect. I heard somebody said in this section was asking about how come one day you love yourself, the next day you want to slap the something out of your whatever. But when you have an opportunity to just sit back and reflect and think, please, everybody, start your thinking motor. Yeah, just give it a little nudge. Just try it. Just a little nudge and think. We have become a society that don't want to do that. We're just so busy following the instructions. What if they're wrong? Thinking will clarify that. We're so busy following instructions that we don't want to do the thinking because it's hard. It is necessary. Nobody volunteers to go to the dentist. At least I'm not disrespecting any professions out there or anybody for that matter, but nobody volunteers for that. But it is necessary. You understand all this? So thinking is, you have to do it. You just have to think for yourself. Where do you start? Read something that challenges you, and then find out why it challenges you. And now you're thinking. We're being told not to think, not because of the things that are being presented to us. You're sort of suggesting that we don't think, because it's easier to hold you captive if you're not thinking, or have you product to my slave to my product, or have you whatever. Wake up. Thinking is necessary. When you purify your soul, Kathy, all things, it's like a refreshing. You just refresh and you purify the soul. It just gives you that opportunity for you to get in a refresh. The physical rain will have it could refresh you that way, but from the spiritual point, it gives you a refresher, rejuvenator, restarter, all that other stuff. Talking about dying, I saw that in a movie. I just thought I'd try it out. We don't die. For us, life is continual. We talked about that. But before that day comes, okay, so here's the thing. Don't worry or be afraid of it. We're scared blank blank because of getting old, and it symbolizes getting close to an end. What if you know for sure there is no end? You've purchased a ticket, you went to the theater, you're watching a movie. Well, you know that's going to finish and eventually you're going to leave, but you don't start crying at the end thinking, "Oh my God, the movie's going to end," or "Oh my, anything, my movie's going to end." You know it's going to end. Your movie is going to end. And then what happens is you leave, and then next one that appeals you go back and do it again. And that's your life. Just because the curtains are closed doesn't necessarily mean the show is over. It continues because you are the show. You are the spirit. You are the show. You're the star that's on the stage that's performing, and you've done it many times. Wake up and acknowledge and see that star that you've performed as many times. You want to ask yourself, and I do it all the time, what is life? What is life? Well, it is, and you've heard this many times, it is what you make it. And there's so much truth to that. It is what you make it. So if you're not doing the happy dance, why aren't you doing something that's going to be a reflective of what would make you want to do the happy dance? Meaning, if you're not having a good time, change the situation, change the channel, change the scenery, change your mind going into that. Change your mind. That's where it begins. Just change. How do you do that? Stay consistent with the change that you've made. Don't just satisfy yourself doing it. We used to go to the porcelain god and pray, if you know what that means. And we're all down there praying to this porcelain god. And we say, "I will never do this again. I will never do this again." And of course, some of us are doing again the next day. And we say that, pray to the porcelain god. I hope you can appreciate that, or at least understand what it means. Why do we just repeat and we forget? When we're in a bad situation, it's gone, it's lost, you know. And you forget about it. So you repeat it, you repeat it, you repeat it. I'm going to say that's life. You just repeat it till you figure it out. But we're talking about life. And for you to appreciate your part, the role you play in your life, for you to understand how important the decisions you make, how important they are, that you will think about them before you do it. you'll have to think. Going back to, you've got that right, just do it. Another thing that I need to throw at you is, we were talking about this just yesterday, common sense. Well, it comes from, once you start to think, common sense become quite legible, so you could read easily and understand and know how to play that game. But common sense, you're not using yours, or you might not even realize you have it. The last time I had this conversation, people called me and said, yes, I know a lot of people who don't have common sense. Well, everyone does. It's not as common as you think it is, but everyone does. So if you're not using yours, what was the reason you created it? You are your own creator. You are your own creator. So if you're not using your common sense, why did you create it? What was the point of you building it if you have no desire to apply it? So give it a nudge, give it a head start, just give it a little elbow, a nudge, or something to get it going and start using the common sense. You have to think. You have to think first, and then common sense will be quite clear to you if you're the one who's not used yours or don't even acknowledge the fact that you have them. We have to think for ourselves and don't allow anyone to tell us how to live. You hear that? We were talking about your time on this planet and how important it is that you make the best of it. People ask all the time, how do we get into learning or understanding where life could be more satisfactory for you? Or if you're not having a good time with it, how do you go about wanting or changing it? Well, the thought behind that is you must always seek the path of least resistance. And the easiest thing to do is just the things that are making you unhappy, stop doing it. You have to make that conscious effort to stop doing the things that's going to make you happy or hate. Or be resentful, or you know, want to get revenge and all these things. You got to stop bringing in those negative things to yourself. You got to stop seeing people as bad and stop labeling it all. One of the things I see here quite often, not lately, but I've said it a lot. First, you must learn that if it's not true, you don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, you just don't take it. If it's bad and you know it's bad, stop doing it. And the reason I emphasize on that you know it's bad is you are going against your own flow. You know it's bad and you're forcing yourself to do this bad thing. You're going against your own flow. You know, you're headbutting a brick wall kind of thing. If you know it's bad, then stop doing it. It'll be easier for you. You'll be walking in an easier, more fluffy, easier path. You're now taking a journey and you didn't voluntarily pick up 1,000 pounds to come along with you. You've just left some behind. So if it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. If it's wrong and you acknowledge the fact that it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. There you go. You're on your path towards understanding what it's like to live among other people with peace and tranquility in your heart all the time. And do not seek violence for the other person. You're now on this journey, you're on a path, and you understand that. So you are going to be or exercise more tolerance and allow the inner peaceful you to act when the decisions are made. Do I flip this person the bird? Or whatever the case may be. And then you will soonly understand, but yeah, I was that person last time I cut somebody off because I know I did. Or the last time I was going too slow in the fast lane, or vice versa, because you've committed the same act, but you're more reactive to it now because it's present and it's in your face. But when you take a path into spirituality, you walk the street, the journey in spirituality, you'll understand what it's like to see things that you don't necessarily want to participate in, because the consequence outweighs the pleasure of it. The juice does not worth the squeeze. Oh my God, I'm trying. The juice isn't worth the squeeze. The effort you're putting in is not worth the outcome that you're getting out. Go through life, understand where your position is, what it should be. Seek the path of least resistance. Enjoy it. It is your time. This task, this journey is a quick movement. Before you can snap a finger, your time has come and gone. If you're measuring it in the length of the time that the earth has been here, it would be fantastic for me to be able to tell you when you do come back, you will come back with the knowledge you had. Well, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. But you do bring stuff back with you. You do bring stuff back into the spiritual world as well as from the spiritual world to here. And if you wanted to be the world famous home run guy and you didn't get to it because you had an accident or you got distracted or whatever it is, but you still had your mind on baseball, the next journey back, you'll be a better baseball player. And I'm not saying that you've brought the books and whatnot. It's just that certain things, it comes back. The memories of it comes back. I remember as a teenager, I got into this trade as becoming an electrician, and I know with everything in me, I've done this before, how simple it was to grasp what my then boss was showing me. I know I've done this journey. This was deja vu for me. And within months, I knew this is where I want to hang out because it's kind of cool. Why? Don't know. Anyway, the point is you do come back with the knowledge, and when you apply yourself to certain things, it comes easy. If you've been there before, you could say, a lot of people say a talented guy like a Michael Jackson, you know, he must've been a dancer in the other. Well, probably not. His desire was amazing when he was here. Plus you've heard about his story. You're not gonna bring that back. But if the interest of wanting to be a musician was ever on his plate, boy, did he ever fulfill it this time. And at age 5, he knew what he wanted to do. And a lot of these stories, I've told a lot of them over the years as to how people find their niche before they even realized they had one or there was one there. I tell this story all the time. And I was in grade 6, not all the time, I've told it a few times. I was in grade 6, we're doing a math test, and our teacher then said, turn your test in. And I did, and put your name on your test and turn it in. And I did, and as I put my name on the check, on the tests, and I was about to hand it in grade 6, I looked at it, goes, wow, my signature is messy. I need to make this better because I can't put that messy signature on somebody else's check. How would I have known that in grade 6 I'll be writing people's checks for them? Do you still write checks? I don't know. Anyway, so you get these little things from, you say things when you're a child that you don't realize what those things were until you become an adult. As an adult now, take a good zoom of your life from day one to where you stand, and you'll see the pattern that you've traveled. And there's a pattern to it. If you can learn that design, you will know what's coming tomorrow and the tomorrows to come, if tomorrow ever shows up. You get my point. Let's see if we have any more thing on the email channel there, sir.
We do have a couple of emails. Folks, again, if you are listening, you are listening to Barrington on Barrington Awakened Show here. You can write to us right now in studio101@gmail.com, in studio101@gmail.com. Also, during the week, Barrington will take your questions. Our email address for that is awaken1308@gmail.com. That's awaken1308@gmail.com. Oscar wrote in, he says, Barrington, I know you've probably answered this question before, but are you afraid of dying? That's from Oscar. Thank you, Oscar. Frank said, I'm listening to this whole situation of how we came here and where we're going, but whoever, whatever made us, they made us male and female so that we can continue the population. How do we figure that one out? Why weren't we all made one sex? That's from Frank. Misty wrote in, good show. My eyes are open, from Philadelphia. Thank you, Misty. Lance said, I know you've mentioned this before, but I want to purchase a book. Can you tell me the best way to get it? That's from Lance. And back to you.
All righty. Lance, let's just say that's easy. I get going on the show, folks, and I completely forget sometimes to talk about the book, Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose, gives you an opportunity to, you know, find out where you're going and how you should go there. It's by Barrington, that's me. It's available at Amazon, amazon.com. Awaken Ascension Guide. And it's by me. It's a good book. We're doing very well with it, actually. I was quite surprised. I was saying last week of the numbers that's being turned out. And I thank you guys and everybody else for supporting that. We didn't come here to sell books, though, but I wanted to just wake you up. I wanted to give you good information on who you could become if you don't know. So that's where the book is available, Lance, or anybody else who's interested. I am trying to I'm working on trying to reduce the cost, but because I want more people to reach out and get this information. A lot of people just don't know. Thank you very much from Philadelphia. I appreciate your time. I hope you're enjoying the show. You know what we're all about. If you've listened to us today, we sort of opened the doors as to what we do and where we're going, what we want you to accomplish. So thank you very much, Missy from Philadelphia. Thank you a lot. So you asked that question is why we're, this is a Frank, wanted to know why we were made male and female, man and woman. And it's kind of nervous saying that stuff nowadays, but why were we made male and female? It's to continue life. You do need a female to deliver you here. They've tried many, many different methods to do it. It didn't work, or it's not working. You do need a female. The male carries the life and it gives it to the female who carries it to term and takes care of the body. This is, please don't throw anything at me. I'm just telling you how these things work. So you need a female. The male will give the energy, the life to the female, and the female will bring it to term. The male produces millions, I think, billions. I don't know who counted it, but a lot, where the female will only produce one, you see, and the male gives, anyway. So we've had that argument. We've been having that argument for a very long time. I get a lot of, people as to the how did this happen? Or why does it have to be that way? Well, the nurturer, the mothers will take care of the fetus until it becomes birth. Anyways, and this is how life works. The male gives the energy to the woman, and the woman delivers it. Pardon me, I'm not trying to be sexist. I'm just talking about how this all happened, because Frank asked a question, and he wanted to know why were we made that way as opposed to just one sex. Well, we can't reproduce by ourselves. Though many has, you can't reproduce by yourself. You do need the male and the female. And if you are coming to this planet from a spiritual world, you need the help of both mom and dad, parents, to bring it forth, or dad's stuff and mom's stuff to bring it forth. Because now I hear about a whole bunch of test tubes and lab and all these things, which is fantastic. But it is created. It is from the male. And this show's not about that. This show is simply just saying, in order for us to continue, we need the male and the female. I think the Bible said, go forth and multiply, or something like that. But we need, and without, you know, you can argue, like, who was the first one? Well, and everything that's here, if a tree falls, it reproduces itself. You know, when a tree falls, another one will grow. So all of everything that exists in life will just keep rotating and keep rotating and keep rotating, because you need both for them to get on. Why? That's why we didn't have one sex. Am I afraid, Oscar? You ask if I'm afraid of dying. Well, I can't, I could tell you the method, but let me answer the question. No, the quick answer, the easy answer to that is absolutely not. In the method, I'm a little concerned about, because, you know, we don't know about that. But if I could line up one of those like perfect go to bed kind of thing. I'm not going to say it because I'm not ready yet. But yeah, that would be the choice, you know, and I'm sure there's a lot of other choices out there. But I've had a few close calls over the years. One of them almost drowning and things like that. And, you know, my setting fire to the big field while we're trapped in it. We could go on forever. That's not what this show is about, though. Am I afraid of dying? No. We don't die. The method I'm going to leave the body is a concern. But you can't go. Appreciate all that there is. Learn to slow down. You're 75. You're not going to be able to run that hurdle race like you did when you were 17. Heck no. Everything is sort of slowing down. And you're preparing yourself to rid yourself of this body. And then you are going to go on with life. Am I afraid to die? No. Am I trying to push it to get there early? No. Nobody is. The time that is here right now is valuable. Yes, it's a little hard to understand sometimes why it's taking me a little bit longer to get out of bed than when we were in our 20s and part. We didn't even go to bed back then. You know, we just literally just lived. We're breaking down. We're getting older. This is life. Prepare yourself. The nature, life is preparing yourself for it. And you are now not as interested in kayaking or, you know, deep sea diving as you may have been. Maybe deep sea diving. I don't know what's involved. But we get older. We prepare to go home. We do. We prepare to go home. And when you're in the process of preparing to go home, you will also understand that you are going to go home and you don't necessarily need to be afraid. And to a lot of people, fear of death, first of all, dying doesn't exist. So why are you afraid of something that's not real? You're not afraid of a ghost, are you? Oh, well, you get my point. Am I afraid to die? No. And I tell everybody, if you're so concerned, just take those extra minutes and understand what life is all about. It's inevitable. I think from the day your ears were turned on, you were told at some point that this will end. It's coming to the end. It's not a bad thing. And you won't appreciate, and so, unfortunately, you won't appreciate the goodness of it until you're on the other side going, oh my gosh, that was amazing. I did my tour of duty, I am home. You're high-fiving your homies that you've been homies with for millions of years, if you have homies, because some people don't. But anyway, you get my point. We're all connected to this one thing. As we get on in years, we're learning to get used to the fact that this too will end, will pass, will change. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about those things. Wake up every day and appreciate the fact that you're here. You're going to take on this new task. Do something wonderful for yourself every single moment you get an opportunity, not to become selfish. If you're listening to this show, you understand what I'm talking about. Spend some time with you. You do everything for your parents, if they're around, your children, your neighbor, your boss, the coffee girl at the counter. This is what you do for everybody every day. You're a good son or daughter, and you're maybe a good husband or a good wife or a good partner, a good chauffeur. What are you to you? Okay, for example, I am a son. I'm also used to be a husband. I'm a dad. I'm a boss for some people. I'm good friends to these neighbors. Then I have to reflect on what am I for me? So take that time of your day to enjoy it. And I do really, really, really hope that you would try to do the meditation stuff because it will take you to that moment. It take you to that place. Do not try to change the world. Change you. Just do you. The world will change. That's how it happens. I wish everybody that was listening to this, you know, this broadcast, this show, will get on the idea that you must do for yourself first and get you to be at your prime. Oh, the things you would teach other people, the things the other people just look at you and learn. So let's not try to fix the world. There's nothing wrong with the world. It's perfect. Don't call me, tell me you see wars going on. You know, the world is perfect the way it is. And if you don't believe me on that, tell me, what are you comparing it to? It is what it is. That makes it perfect because it's a unique one. Don't try to change the world. Change you. Do we have anything else there?
No, we do not. But just as a reminder one more time, folks, you could write to Barrington during the week, awaken1308 at gmail.com. That's awaken1308 at gmail.com. Back to you.
Thank you. Okay, so I appreciate everybody who's hanging around and listening to the show. I do get emails, as Gary there just give out the address for. Occasionally I get these questions and they come at me. So someone sent me an email, let me just cut to the chase, and says, you sound resentful. And I've had this explanation, I've explained this before. I sound resentful because the person went on to say that you speak negatively about religion and you speak negatively about the whole dying, going to heaven, and they actually said holding hands and singing Kumbaya. So I know that's one of my longtime listeners, don't know her personally, but there is no resentment. All the steps that I've taken or been guided to take thus far through life has proven itself to be what was absolutely necessary for me to have that experience. Same thing with you, same thing with everybody else. We have our own tracks that's laid out. Though we're all together, though we're all one, though we're all part of this great wave we call life, we're still all doing our own individual dance. That's why I don't know your purpose and I can't tell you. I'm not gonna ask you to come to church and let me preach it to you, or the mosque, or wherever people go, the temple. It's not resentment. Had I not gone through those pieces of life, I would not be here today. I would not know as much about them as I do today. When I say them, I'm speaking about religion. And yes, I do agree that they were never a part of the spiritual world. They were made up on this side. There is no crossover to the guy that's over there and governing us. We are here, we govern ourselves, we can meditate to get the best knowledge and the best understanding as to who we are. But there's no governing body over there. It's you. You are the governing body over there. Your gut feelings that you get when you're on this side with your family, with a life, is the communication thing. People telling you, hey, move out of the way, watch this, don't eat that, eat this, whatever the case may be. So all the religion, and you thinking I have a resentment towards a particular one, well, we're not any different, you know, because there were 30,000 different religion, and you have chosen one. I just didn't choose any. So we're one step from each other, just to let you know that. And no, there is no resentment. I embraced every single part of my life. When I thought it was hard and it was difficult, I now realize how important it was to me. So that's one of the emails I got today. I read this morning when I got to the office. So that was my rebuttal, my answer to it. Hope you're satisfied by it. You want to get the best out of life, I would hope. So why not learn how to get the tools that's going to make you get the best out of this life? And it's just to sit still, meditate, spend some time in your own, be honest with yourself, be honest with everybody. Don't let anyone walk all over you. It's really difficult to get up and move around after that happens. So if it's happening, you need to change the pattern, move out of the way, let them move on, or vice versa. You just move on. Become true to yourself. Focus on what makes you happiest. And no, you can't get rid of your responsibility. They're yours. No, you can't. You know, you have responsibilities, so you got to deal with it. They're yours. The responsibilities that you're carrying, they're yours. And you will truly one day understand the importance of having them, or even having the ability to understand the fact that you do have these responsibilities. However, you do want to get the best out of life. It's your duty. Wake up. A great method to take towards learning how to do this, and I talk about it all the time, about meditation. I talk about it in the book, and it's simple to meditate, and it's easy. If you're not getting enough sleep, figure out how to do it and please get some. If you're having a hard time going to sleep, why don't you practice meditation when you're not sleeping, when you're awake? And eventually you will resolve the issues that's going on with any part of your body, because you're allowing the brain, the CEO of the body, taking a break. It's going to take a break, and you're going to reset. You're basically resetting. This is what meditation does. So if you're having a lot of issues, anxiety issues, depression, all these things, yes, get into your deep meditative state and you will be able to resolve them. This is it. The body is able to cure itself. And I say this all the time, and you just have to know how to do it. It's like you have a car and the engine's broken down, and you know you have your tools, you know, your folks or whatever, you've got all the tools there. So there's the tools on the left wall and the car is over on the right wall, and you're in the middle. You have to learn how to be a mechanic. You know, you have to take that necessary step to become that mechanic, to know how to use those tools to fix that car, and you're in the middle. So that's where we all stand. We forget some of the steps that we must take through life to get us to where we want to go. And the thing is, we're so busy, we don't take the time to sit still and try to figure out how to use those tools to fix that vehicle, how to use whatever it is that's within you, how to repair who you are so you could take that vehicle and go for a good run. The body has the ability to repair itself. You just have to know how to do it, or how to allow it to do itself, pardon the expression, how it will allow it for the repair to happen. Like I said, you've got the tools, you've got the broken down car, you just need to know the methods in which to use to take the tools to do the repairs. Or you can email somebody and have them send over another mechanic. I don't know, whichever works for you. But the thing is, within you, you've got all that is required to get the best out of life. One of the great questions I had today is, am I afraid to die? And I'll tell you straight up, no. And I hope you will live the rest of your life not being afraid of what's inevitable. You're wasting too much of today to worry about the tomorrow. You wait way too much. So you have to enjoy it, and don't sit there and linger and get old and bitter because you missed that opportunity to do that backflip that you've always wanted to. Well, maybe that's me, but you can't be bitter about these things. You have to let them go because they're passing. You can never you can't redo it. Not in this life. But what you can do is you can enjoy the dance of today. Live the best as you can. Do all that you can. Not selfishly. Don't take advantage of nobody. But understand full well that your movie is coming to an end. And I said that earlier. We all, you know, it's a great movie. I'm enjoying it. The popcorn was the bomb. But it will come to an end. And you'll have to appreciate the fact that you can't undo that. You can't change that. You just have to be wise enough to fall in track of enjoying today. Don't wait for tomorrow. You have to be wise enough to understand that this is it. You're on a path. There's an end to it, or a change of the guard, if you will. Saying an end symbolizes death, and we don't do that. We don't do that. But let's just say the changing of the guards, because everyone can relate to that. The new guard won't know what was going on 5 minutes ago, but then after he gets into his life and understand how life is, all things will come to him. When you leave this body and you go back to your spiritual self, you will clearly understand all the decisions you made and why you made them and how. You'll see the movie. You'll see how the movie is created, because it's you who's doing the creation. Unfortunately, we don't need to worry about that because that's a different time. Now you worry about living, and don't spend your most valuable currency, your time, trying to figure out something crazy that happened yesterday. Waste of time. You're deflating your own air. You're taking the wind out of your own sail. Stop it. Wake up, everybody. Wake up, everyone. Take some time, do some meditation, understand who you are. Live a happy, prosperous life. Don't be hating on nobody. It's drinking poison thinking somebody else is going to die. How creative is that? Don't be hating on nobody. Forgive us our trespassers as we forgive those who have trespassed against us, and God willing, never allow them to do it again. Don't forget the past because you're bound to repeat it, but you can be educated for what you will be moving forward to in your nearest future. Practice your meditation. Wake up and have a good life. Enjoy today. Don't wait for another day. There is no tomorrow. And if they're telling you that after you retire, you're going to have a great time, they're full of it. You better be having a good time today. Do your dance now. And if you've done the dance and you've gone through life, hey, guess what? Now you're going to pay the piper, right? If you do the dance, you have to pay the piper. You have to turn it in. To everyone, I appreciate you coming today. Thank you so much for your time and thank you for listening. Until we speak again, I want you to have a fantastic week. I'm out.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101.